This is the Northern Frontier with Dom Fay and Michael Whiting.
Grandstand football.
Footy from a Queensland perspective.
Joining us on the show this week, ahead of potentially his 100th game, is Irishman Pierce Hanley from the Brisbane Lions. Now, Pierce, just to kick it off, confirming, are you right to play this weekend after the hamstring sub on the weekend?
Good question. I'm not sure just yet. I'll see how I go tomorrow. I'm going to run tomorrow and how I pull up. But I'm hopeful. I think I will play, but obviously not.
So
a guarantee yet.
Oh, sorry, Pierce. Can you take us through what happened then? It was we were told after the match that it was a precautionary thing only. So what happened during the match and then sort of subsequent to then?
Yeah, it happened in the first quarter. It was just in a contest. I was pushed and I was leaning backwards and went to take off, and my hamstring just grabbed. So neurally, I got pretty tight, and then from there, my hammy was just tight pretty much. And every time I felt like I was going to run or turn, I thought I was going to get a tear. So in the end, they pulled me off as more precaution. So I haven't torn my hamstring, but still very tight.
So was there a scan or anything early in the week, or did you not go that far?
No. I didn't need a scan. We knew that I hadn't torn it.
Was it hard for you to see, I guess, the rest of the boys out there, you know, losing a lead against Adelaide?
Yeah, it was. It was disappointing because it's been the story of our year so far. We've put in a lot of good quarters, and we've just let ourselves down just for a quarter here and there, and we let teams kick big margins against us, and it happened again on the weekend, and not being able to help them out was obviously tough to watch.
Pierce, on a personal front, you got some of your family in town. What's that like?
Yeah, it's good. It's been great. So I think there's 9 under my roof at the moment, because my brother's girlfriend's over as well, and obviously I still live with Claire Beans and his girlfriend, so it's a madhouse at the moment, but we're having a great time.
Gee, a bit of pressure, mate. They'd want to go over to Perth and watch you play your 100th, wouldn't they?
I know, yeah. I know, they've already booked their tickets, so they're looking forward to it.
So assuming you do get up for the game on the weekend, it is obviously a big milestone, the 100th game. How does it feel to be finally reaching it? I know it's been a bit of a long journey for you to get there.
Yeah, it has. It has been a long time, and it goes to show I'm probably one of the more experienced boys in the team, and I'm only notching up my 100 games. But definitely it's been a long, hard road. Plenty of ups and plenty of downs, but I'm just happy to be there. So it's a very proud club, and I get to have my name and number up on the locker for everyone to see from here on in. So pretty historic for me, and I'm just very grateful.
It is a bit of a cliche, Pierce, that people can't believe they've made their 100th, and when they first played, they never thought they'd make it and whatever. But sometimes I think your story gets undersold a little bit, obviously coming from Ireland and not having played the game before. What can you recall from your early days when you first came out here and had to kick a Sharon and had to try and figure out how to play our game?
At the start, it's tough because obviously every Irish lad that comes out and plays Aussie rules for the start, like, they're coming from Ireland where they're pretty much the best player in their area or even in the country. So, and then to come to an AFL list, you're pretty much the worst player on that list the very start. You can't kick, can't handball, your skills are the worst, and then obviously game knowledge is the worst. So it takes a lot of hard work, and this is just a bit of reward for effort at the end of it.
What are your ambitions then? Obviously, team success would be a big one, but I guess for the second half of your career, once you get past the 100-game milestone?
I'd love to. You'd love to obviously get to a double. You'd love to get to 200, but that's a long time in the future, and obviously I have been unfortunate with injuries, but the milestones, like I said, it's just a reward, but team success is what drives you. It's what keeps you going back every day. And Brisbane haven't had a lot of it, so I'm definitely looking to get back and bring Brisbane back to winning ways and start playing finals soon. So the sooner that can happen, the better for me.
Just on that team success then, Pierce, you have been at the club for quite a few years now, and it seems like we sort of go around in circles a little bit with the same optimism in the pre-season, that it hasn't quite come to fruition. How frustrating has it been for someone like yourself now that's had to go through that cycle sort of a handful of times?
Yeah, it is. It's frustrating, and especially the start of the year when there was so much hope put on us, and I reckon we bought into it as well. We thought that we were going to be a good side this year, but obviously hampered by injury didn't help, and while we've got a lot of young fellas that are playing great football and they're going to be stars of the future, you get a few more experienced lads out there with them, it makes it easier for them as well. So obviously team success hasn't been there for Brisbane, but I reckon the future's bright. So with the team we've got there with Leper at the front coaching, like Rocky's a great skipper, we all love him. Lee Matthews is on the board, Greg Swan has come in. The club is definitely going in the right direction, and I reckon that's going to be shown on field in the next few years.
Pierce, the season tends to drag on a bit when clubs are struggling. I think you guys are now 2-10, and we know you'll get some players back in the second half of the year, but if you're trying to sell to fans out there and to people why they should come along and watch you in the last sort of 8 or 10 weeks, what sort of hope can you sell them for the rest of this season?
I think that what they would have seen in the first half against Adelaide is pretty much how we want to play for the rest of the year. That was exciting football. We flowed the ball very well. We were hitting our kicks and we were taking the game on. And that's pretty much how we're going to play. And like I said, that last quarter is just minimising them lapses. So when we're still in games, we can keep playing that fancy football, the football the fans enjoy, and start winning more games.
Over the past month or so, there's been a bit of talk from some players about a slower, more pace-controlled game style. Is that just, I guess, a skill you're trying to pick up alongside the fast-flowing? Or, I guess, what's the preferred game style for you guys?
The preferred game style is what we played the first half on the weekend. We had to, obviously, slow. We had to change our game plan mid-year purely through personnel and just capability, really, because we did have a young team out there and we did have a game plan that was implemented last year, but we have so many new players, and when they're all trying to execute that game plan at once, we did struggle, so we had to change it during the year. But now I think we're finding a good balance of getting back to how we want to play, and a lot of the boys are very happy about it. They can kind of release the shackles and just enjoy their football, and I think the fans can look forward to that, and seeing the likes of Zorko and Christensen and even Louis Taylor, these fellas just running with the ball and being real exciting.
And just one more before we let you go. Obviously, your younger brother did come over last year and has had knee injury just before he did come over, and I guess has been learning the game from the sidelines this year. How's his progress going, and how's he settled into the club?
He's loving the club, yeah. He's having a great time. So he was having a great time before his girlfriend came over. So she's been here the last few weeks, so he's having a great time now. But he's put on a lot of size. He's obviously getting fitter. He sits in on every meeting, so he's learning the game plan, and his skills are actually pretty good. So he can't run around as yet and learn a skill and practice his skills that way. But from a stationary point of view, he'll be ahead of me when I first arrived last year, just from having this year under his belt. So he's going very well, and I think the fans should be excited to see him out there next year.
So you think it might be a bit of a blessing in disguise for him, the fact that he's had a year with sort of no pressure and no expectations, just to sort of learn the skills and watch from the sidelines?
Yeah, without doubt. The only downside is that he can't play games and get that match day experience. But apart from that, he's doing everything else with the boys. So when he comes to being a part of drills next year, he's not going to be behind the eight ball. He should be on a par with most of the boys his age, so that's exciting for him, and he's looking forward to it.
Well, we can't wait to see him running around, and we can't wait to see you running around, hopefully this weekend, for Game 100. Thanks for joining us, Pierce.
No worries. Thanks for having me, fellas.